Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents Sports Talk Saturday.
Did I set a record for how badly a take of mine is already reversed?
It happened pretty quick. It's already done.
On WGR.
I don't know what's happening.
Sports Radio 550.
Oh boy, the classic trombone champ.
Caught us by surprise the past couple weeks.
Yes, and I think it's good that it is not, again, by the time we get to week five or week six, it's like going to be like nothing again to me.
Yeah, I'm just going to be used to it.
I'm going to be back to battle tested, but we're not there yet. That was fantastic that I didn't hear it at Riverworks, so like I had no idea why Sal was laughing.
Yeah, and then we had two of them last week.
Yes.
Two different games that we picked with two different trombone champ songs.
Yes.
So we got a double dose last week. It'll get easier.
It'll get easier to diagnose who are the actual bad teams facing off in bad football games.
Yeah, around week four, week five is normally when that really gets discernible. So I'm hoping.
Honestly,
hoping soon.
Honestly, this week, there's not a whole heck of a lot of that. The only game with 0-2 matchups.
Sunday night football.
Is Sunday night football between the Chiefs and the Giants.
Yeah.
I don't know. The way the Chiefs play football right now, it's not very exciting.
No, it's not. And especially Travis Kelce can't be your only offense at that point. I know Hollywood Brown's there. Don't get me wrong. But if he's covered up because the defense knows you don't have many other options.
Forget that. It took two carries for James Cook to have more rushing yards than Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah, it did.
And it was his first two carries.
Yep. To start the game. So it's not looking good for the Chiefs.
Oh, you hate to see it.
Do you? Do you hate to see it? I don't.
Hate to see it.
I don't.
It's called sarcasm, Joseph.
Mm. Well, funnily enough, the last time two 0-2 teams played on Sunday Night Football was Broncos-Colts in 2010.
No, save that fact for later. We don't need to worry about that one right now.
That's the only other one.
Only other one?
As far as I can see. I'm going to get the full list for later.
Yes.
We'll see.
We'll get into the history lesson on that later.
But it'll be a good Sunday night matchup, I guess. Someone will not be completely defeated anymore.
You say that now. Watch them tie on Sunday night football.
Technically, are they defeated fully at that point? They're 0-2-1 if that happens. What do we do there?
They're winless.
Technically winless, yes, but that's not...
I would feel defeated about tying the New York Giants, at least.
Hey, let Russ cook.
Yes. Actually.
Well, that's probably actually, you're right. I mean, that's a winning formula because he lost the game last week in overtime.
Lost the game last week in overtime. The game should have never gone to overtime.
No.
But, yeah, I'm ready for the, never doubt the Chiefs. They're back. I'm just going to be like, I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for that.
No. No one is. And I don't think we're going to see it, but we'll get into it later. I have a whole thing to say about the Chiefs at some point later today.
It leads to my opening conversation here, though. There's no Bills game this weekend. So, what are you doing? How are you taking care of the Sunday scaries at that point? What is it that you would like to do or that you do like to do when the Bills aren't playing during football season? So for the rare Sunday nighter, or not Sunday night, the rare Thursday nighters or the Monday nighter or the bye week, what is something that you enjoy doing when the Bills aren't playing? And how do you go ahead and take a Sunday where it's just other teams? Are you glued to the television anyway? Is there a game that you're wanting to watch with rooted interest? Is there just a decision that you're just saying, to hell with all of it, I don't need to watch, I can just go and enjoy it and do other things? What is it that you like to do on weekends like these where the Bills have some extended time off, but it is in season?
Mm-hmm. I am not doing what I normally would be doing. I'm normally glued to all the other games around the NFL.
That's right. I do know your answer, actually. It was rude of me to ask this as a conversation topic.
Well, I'm going to a wedding expo. For those of you who don't know, I got engaged a couple weeks ago now. So
there's two of you in here with this.
Yes.
Situation.
So I'm going to a wedding expo.
I'm not one of them.
To look for some items, I guess, for the actual thing. So I don't know where it is. I'm kind of a passenger on this adventure. So I'm just going to deal with that. But that's what I'm doing with my Sunday. And then going to see Adam Sandler at the KeyBank Center. We've been advertising that. So that'll be a lot of fun.
We've been advertising.
I've been hearing the advertisements. So I figured I could say that. But, that's what I'm doing with my Sunday. But believe me, when I get home from Adam Sandler, I will blow up my sleep schedule rewatching the 0-2 teams duke it out.
Want to know something funny, Joe? I'm not going to Adam Sandler, but I'm also doing the wedding expo thing tomorrow.
Oh, might be at the same one. Look at that.
There we
go.
Look at that. You guys have your Sunday plans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
What are you going to be doing? To answer your own question, are you just going
to
be watching everything?
I don't necessarily know. There have been offers by some family members to do like a little bit of an apple picking thing.
Is it too early for apple picking?
It's September.
82 degrees tomorrow, though.
Then absolutely it is.
I feel like 60, 70.
Yeah.
Apple picking weather.
Yeah. If tomorrow's 82, that's not apple picking weather. I might now decline simply because.
Yeah. It's here. Weather not brought to you by anybody today, but 82 degrees and partly cloudy tomorrow. It's going to be a hot one.
That's tough.
That's a patio game watcher.
Yeah.
Not an apple picker.
Yeah. That's not a fall day. And
no.
It's also not a fall day. It's still the last vestige of summer because.
Till the 21st of September.
Yes.
Oh, it is. It's legitimately the last day of summer tomorrow. It's the autumnal equinox.
There you go.
Welcome in, autumn.
Really spell it out.
You want me to spell autumnal?
No. We're not. This isn't the spelling bee. You don't need to actually spell it out. Mm. I just wanted you to react to that. But yeah, no, that's fascinating.
Yeah, the days are getting shorter. I'm noticing it big time.
Oh yeah, it was dark at 8 o'clock yesterday.
And it's dark on drives in, where it normally is like starting at 5 o'clock, you start seeing it just at the horizon.
Yep.
Kind of getting pink, you know? Now it's not anymore.
Yeah.
Just all dark.
It's just all dark now.
And light pollution kills the night sky, but that's a different tangent for a different day.
Which I guess it's good in a sense that the Bills don't play as many 1 o'clock games now, because my schedule would be come in for breakfast with the Bills and it's dark out.
Yeah.
Be here all day.
And then it's
leave after the overtime show.
And it's dark out.
And it is dark out again.
Yeah.
And it's basically, I don't see the sunlight anymore.
We won't have to worry about the 1 o'clock games for quite a while. For as long as they stay good, they're going to be on primetime. And if they win the Super Bowl, that's even more of a, oh, we're going
to
put you on all primetime, like 4:05.
To be entirely fair, though,
The
start of this season is really weird compared to the rest.
Oh, yeah. Just because the bouncing around of the primetime games and stuff.
Yeah, the fact that you have four of them right away in your first six.
Mm-hmm. And it's Monday. One of them's Monday Night Football on October 5th, right? Or is that Sunday night? against the Patriots. They wear the rivalry jerseys that night. I'm blanking on whether it's a Sunday or a Monday, October
5th. That is a Sunday night. It's the Atlanta game that's the Monday night.
Monday night. And right, it's the double. That. It's the, yeah, okay.
And it's the first part of the doubleheader.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Correct.
Yeah, they're all over the place. And then you have another Thursday night game coming up post-bye week against the Texans.
I'm not ready for these.
No. But I'm most looking forward to the Sunday 4:25 Fox's NFL Game of the Week games, or CBS's in the middle, right? America's game. Against like the Bengals, Eagles, like those teams. Like, they're towards the end of the season, but they're coming up, I guess.
And this is a first world problem, 1,000%. It is just weird that I'm in these studios until 3 a.m. every other week to start the year.
Yeah.
Ravens, Dolphins, Patriots, because that's going to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be weird. I'm going to have another one of these, like, don't talk to me days.
Yeah, because that was yesterday. You were off the grid yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday is I'm off the grid. I was here until 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, we missed each other by an hour and a half.
Wild
coming
stuff.
Coming in. Yeah.
Wild stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we get to do that all over again for the Patriots game in October.
Yeah. But honestly, next Sunday is a hot ticket. It's one of the few 1 o'clock games, first of all, and it's a home 1 o'clock game.
That's the rare part of it. It's a 1 o'clock game at home.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills have two of those.
Yeah.
All year.
And it's the final season at Highmark, so those are legitimately hot tickets. A 1 o'clock game.
And they are both against NFC South opponents.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the other weird part to me. Obviously, Jets, week 18, TBD. I would imagine New York is not good enough to be shoving the Bills back into primetime. That will probably be a 1 o'clock game to end the regular season at Highmark Stadium.
And especially, it's the red helmets. The starters may be sitting at that point, especially if the Bills keep playing like they have been.
Right.
Not playing well and putting up 30 points, you know? So if they keep playing like that, they'll be sitting starters that final game. Maybe even the Eagles game, if you already have the one seed clinched based on how Baltimore looks and how Kansas City's looking right now. Even now the Chargers have entered the chat. But you might be sitting for the last two games. So the Jets game, I wouldn't bet being a primetimer. I'd bet them 1 o'clock p.m.
If it is 1 o'clock p.m., that would mean that they do have 8 1 o'clock games all season.
Majority not a on the road.
And 5 of them are on the road versus what would be 3 at home. They have a lot of home 4:25 starts.
Mm-hmm.
No, not a lot of, but they have as many home 4:25 games than they do.
Away 1 o'clock games?
Home 1 o'clock
games. Home 1 o'clock games. So they only have 3?
Yes.
And then the rest of them are away.
So they have the 3 4:25 games being the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. That's the one CBS has the death grip on since the divisional game.
Correct. The Bengals and Eagles.
Yeah.
Both on Fox.
Both of those. Yeah. Those are America's game of the week.
So
we'll have Tom Brady in the broadcast booth for those, ladies and gentlemen.
Cool. Can we? I love that the NFL last week, by the way, was just like, oh, no, nothing to see here. He's not doing anything
he's
wrong.
Got a headset.
It's like, it's not his ownership with the Raiders that's the problem. He should be able to be there in those. He shouldn't be able to work for Fox. That's the problem, NFL.
Right, gaining intimate knowledge around other teams' inner workings. And
then now you have to make sure, though, that like he's not in any production meetings.
Oh, right. He can join them by Zoom. He can't be there. That's the clarification. And also, let's just face it. All right, let's call a spade a spade. Tom Brady, I mean, the Deflategate thing. Like he's not the most trustworthy guy.
True.
Right? Like
True.
You don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So like we think about that stuff and the suspension and the whole tampering thing with him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like all of that.
Oh my God, that's right. Miami also got ticketed with Tom involving Tom Brady.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's not the cleanest guy behind the scenes with this stuff.
He's always trying to get an advantage to win.
He's a little snake back there.
And that man is calling games for Fox. But also, I look at it this way. Why am I having someone be my lead color commentator if he can't do that job fully?
Right.
And it is rules that are put in place that he cannot do the job fully.
If I were Greg Olson, I mean, I know he is probably fuming and
Greg
was
Olson's
upset about it.
One of the nicest people in
he's nice
sports,
about it,
apparently.
But he, that number one crew, I liked Olson quite a bit. And to just be like, oh, we're spending a lot of money on Tom Brady, so he's our primary guy because he's Tom Brady.
It's not like Fox is known for great decisions. Dave Portnoy is on right now for college football, okay? I don't think Fox does a lot of good decision-making with their media assets. Not really surprised at this point. But, yeah, that's weird to me. It's interesting, though. Mm-hmm. You have as many 425 kickoffs at home as you do 1 o'clock kickoffs if Jets, Bills at Week 18 becomes a 1 o'clock game. Could you imagine if that's put in the 4 o'clock window?
Right.
Which would, A, mean that the Bills are playing for something, and B, yeah. Is that something the one seed?
I just wonder,
Or they might not be playing for something, and they want all their excitement to be in the beginning of the week, and you have to put something at 425.
Right. Yeah, that very well could be it.
Very well could be that, too.
I just wonder, what would happen if he had to call if the Raiders were 425 at any point? They're not this season. You'll not be calling a Raider game this season. But if so, would he, like, how would that work? You know? You signed him to, they've kind of dug themselves a hole with this. He's on a 10-year contract with Fox to do this.
10?
Yeah, 10-year deal with Fox to be their lead play-by-play announcer, working alongside Kevin Burkhardt.
They have a couple of 4 o'clock games on Fox.
Yes, but it says Tom Brady will not be calling. I think that's by design.
Yeah,
that
it has
he
to
won't be.
Be
calling those.
It
games.
Has to be.
Because imagine the part owner having to like be in the team meeting with the opponent, even via Zoom, gets the game plan.
Yeah, no,
and then he's on
never.
A headset. Like, you can't do that.
They'll never let the Raiders have that. Then
no, the Raiders will never be on like the they'll never have the primary
which is,
coverage.
Well, hang on, they could on CBS.
CBS only.
Yes.
No primary Fox
coverage. And they're
coverage.
An AFC team, so that's typically where that would be anyway.
Right.
So,
but if there's a big NFC opponent and the Raiders are good down the road in the next 10 years, and it's like Raiders-Cowboys, and they
We're
want that to be...
Sunday Night Football, baby.
What'd you say?
We're getting Sunday Night Football with the Raiders,
you think?
Baby. That's the easy way around it then, yeah.
Yeah, just put them on actual primetime.
Yeah. So, all of this to go around about of... Thursday was more exciting than people thought it would be. It was a closer game than people would have thought.
Mm-hmm.
It was a game that could put a decent amount of people in their feelings, a little nerves, a little irritation, even so.
Yeah.
And this is, I guess, our way of saying time to move into it. I kept saying it on Thursday morning. It can't be this easy, right?
No, you did. You were saying that.
It can't be this easy.
I had reservations strictly because of how well they came in here and played last season. It took the Tyler Bass 60-yarder. And, yeah, the team's a little different.
Miami's offense tends to show up in Buffalo.
Yes.
Not at home.
No.
Against Buffalo.
Really not at home against Buffalo. There's no chance.
And it was one of those weird statistical games. And the Miami Dolphins have done this to Buffalo a couple times now, where it's a weird statistical game. You don't see how Miami's in it. The best example I can give you is the 21-19 win that Miami has.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills have the ball 2/3 of the game. They lose.
Yeah.
They outgain Miami considerably. They lose. And this was kind of starting to head that way. The time of possession was more even. Both teams were taking long drives. Miami in particular had a 16-play drive where they had to convert 4 third downs just to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bills almost gained 100 more yards than Miami, and it was a weird game. Weird game all around. The Bills don't really put their best foot forward. The Bills also score 31 points.
Yeah.
the air yards traveled was hilariously low for Josh Allen. And yet they win by two scores.
That's kind of where we're at now. I think he also knows he doesn't have to put that cape on every play, every game, and they're still going to be able to do it. That's why you paid James Cook what you did. And look at what they did after giving him that money. They've committed. There is no more rotation. He is the primary back, and Ty Johnson is in there on third downs. That's really it. And Ray Davis is getting nothing anymore.
And he is currently getting not much. And that's perfectly fine for a backup running back, if we're being entirely honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially when you have a player that you have paid that money, you do not necessarily want a committee out of that. You want to be able to utilize the contract.
Mm-hmm.
If you're paying a running back $13 million, excuse me, Cook got 11, correct?
I'll double check on that.
Yes, it was Kyron Williams that got closer to 13.
He wanted Williams' money. He wanted 15.
But if you're still giving a running back a three-year extension, you're giving a running back a second contract, you want it to be of value to the team.
Four-year, $48 million, so $12 million a year.
$12 million, okay, mm-hmm. Yep. If you are giving money to a running back, you want to make sure you're getting your investment. And yes, running a back into the ground is the easiest way to lose said investment, but what I mean by it is that you want to make sure he's getting the football.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be splitting carries at that point. You don't want to make it a by-committee approach.
No, you want to buy into your guy.
You've recognized you have one of those difference makers, and you want to continue to use him as such.
He is one. Every other play, you like, from people, my parents were at the game, everything. Every time he'd look like he was going to get going, you heard, it's almost like golf on the Wii. You know how you hear, oh, like as soon as he started like charging up and like starting to look like he was going to break, and then he would get tackled. But like in that Jets game, he looked like he was done, slips out, and he goes for the touchdown. So you never really know with this guy if he's done. You fully committed to him, and he's doing that now for you on a per-game basis. It's not just once in a while. Like, he's really showing out.
It is to a point where, ultimately, and this is where we're going to open things up, 803-0550 is the number to call, as we're going to do a little bit of reacting from Bills, Dolphins, from Thursday, and it's really this. Are you a little discouraged at what was shown? Or are you like me? You saw Buffalo not put their best foot forward and still won by two scores and put the game away. It was closer all throughout. The scoreboard does do a little bit of lying for you at the last 4 minutes.
Yeah.
But they still managed to put up 31 points with a C-plus game on offense. So I feel rather comfortable with this team right now.
I think that is the biggest takeaway. Allen didn't put the cape on. It wasn't the best game for them. There were some spots they definitely have to clean up, and you hear him always acknowledge that in the post-game press conferences. Like, you know, a win's a win. We're going to take a win, but we got a lot to work on. It's amazing to still say that and score 31 points. You scored more points than you did against the Jets last week in 41. 10 less than you did in a nail-biter against your current odds partner for one seed in the AFC. And Miami was desperate, as desperate could be.
Backs against the wall. You're looking to avoid 0-3 because that's a death sentence for playoff hopes, especially for a team that really needed them to save jobs.
Yeah, you had them, you already went into the week with them cornered, a rabid animal cornered, and you were able to subdue and not play your best football. That's where I'm kind of with you on that. Lot to clean up. I'm not going to sit here and say it was a great game, because it wasn't. It was good enough to win and still put 31 points up on the board. And I have confidence that if they button those things up, this team realistically, more trending towards unstoppable if James Cook and Josh Allen are on the same wavelength. And when Hoyt, the defensive line, is healthier, it's only going to evolve further into a juggernaut from here.
And there's plenty to still talk about with this game, including, but not limited to, why Thursday Night Football should be abolished.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He doesn't care who's out there running the routes. He doesn't care, you know, he's just going to go through his progressions and take what's there and trust everybody's going to be in the right spots. And I think that there's so much power to that. I think it's, you even see on, you know, early in the game, he went to go throw a stop route to Keon and boom, they played base defense with it, found James Cook right there on the check down. And it looks like, you know, the check, that's such elite football play. Just not going from one side of the field to then having to go to the other side and then scramble around, like, boom, I just take it and I keep it moving. And those are things that they're not sexy, but it's really good play.
That's Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady, who was kind of under the gun a little bit on Thursday night. Yeah. I don't know.
People have been calling all week, all last week, just going after him because truthfully, and I play fantasy football too. This is not a dig at fantasy football. This is not what this is.
Okay? Are you about to Brandon Bean this?
That's what I'm saying. It's not that. It's not that. And I bet on sports too. I bet on Allen passing props all the time. This is not anything against either of those things. I'm a big fan of both. They don't care. If running the ball is working, and Joe Brady likes to run the football, we know that because it was to his detriment a little bit in the Baltimore game. But in the Jets game, why would you go with anything else? You were able to run all over them the entire game. The passing game was actually getting slowed down a little bit by their defense. And in this game as well, James Cook was very effective against the Miami Dolphins in the run game. Why would you abandon that? You establish the run for a reason. That's like what you start doing. But outside of the Baltimore game in the first half, which is where I was concerned with it a little bit.
Right.
These past two games, I haven't had an issue with running the ball because it's winning them football games.
And even the running the ball part against Baltimore, they try it and they realize, they learn. It's not working.
They do switch off of it, yes. It took them a while to.
Game script also dictates they have to, but yeah. They learn their lesson. And they have to move on from it, therefore they do. Miami, the opening of Miami, was really fun to watch those first three drives, really, up until the Bradley Chubb sack, and then everything just comes into, all right, Miami's actually going to stay in this game the whole night.
Yeah, they're going to keep their presence around, for sure.
But right up until that play, where the Bills get to field goal range on their third drive, they're hitting Miami with so many different looks. It is astounding. It looks like they're playing with their food and also still succeeding massively at doing so, mm-hmm. like while doing so. They'll hit them with three tight ends.
Yep.
They'll hit them with Alec Anderson checking ineligible. There was two tight ends and a fullback. There was empty sets.
They really are throwing everything they have out there.
They were throwing everything that they wanted to out there at the first three drives against Miami, and doing essentially everything they wanted to do.
Right.
One of my favorite plays of the entire game was that third drive where it's third and two. Allen has the tight bunch formation on the right. Shavers motions into it, and Allen checks it for a direct path for Shavers, knowing, hey, go ahead, quick drag out to the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting you the football.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be open, and we are getting a first down.
Yeah. Allen is the best in the game at that. Any of those last-minute checks, the alerts, right? Like, he legitimately – the game is so slow for him, it's unbelievable. Because he did that with James Cook against the Ravens. And Cook breaks for, like, a 53-yard pass.
Considering the prospect that he was at Wyoming –
they showed the throwing motion. We all saw it.
Not even that. With his pre-snap, I was terrified of Allen, not just because of the mechanics, but because pre-snap, he could not recognize anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was scared of Josh Allen back
then. He was just ready to run away from anything. Yes. That was it.
He was like, I'm more athletic than you. I can do this. That was Josh Allen at Wyoming.
Yes.
Now Josh Allen still does that when he knows he can get away with it.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is scary, knowing that he can get away with it in the NFL.
That just tells you how good he really is.
Just tells you how good he really is. But that was probably my favorite play.
Mm-hmm.
Watching him pre-snap go, this is open. You're not saying it in these exact words, of course, but this is going to be open. Run the quick drag route to the sideline. It's third and two. We've got a first down.
That's actually how he said it on the broadcast. I don't know. He was mic'd up. That's exactly
what
he
said. It was actually how he said it on the line.
Yeah. But those little things and just the way the offense worked, still able to put up 31 points, I can't be that upset. We know Joe Brady. That first, you think back to that Dallas game. What did he do? Died by the run because he knew it was working. That's just what it is.
But that was game specific.
It
was. Dallas was running for the year a base dime defense.
Yeah. So he knew what to attack, and he just continued to do it for the entire game.
And that was, our guys are bigger than you, let's party. Because that's your base defense.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas was not having a lot of linebackers on the active game day roster.
Yeah.
That would be able to play consistently because they ran a base dime defense.
And Joe Brady completely did that. And you mentioned the three tight ends. I love it.
Jackson Hawes has become
amazing.
Jackson Hawes has become an offensive lineman that doesn't have to do like the rub on the shoulder pads mm-hmm. to check eligible.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do it.
You don't hear number 85s checked in as eligible at all.
What is happening.
Uh-huh.
When he's on the football field typically. But now it's not a guarantee. The man catches his first touchdown pass.
On a shovel pass.
I'm not going to pretend that Jackson Hawes is suddenly going to become tight end two before the end of the year.
He's a folk hero more than anything right now.
He is currently a folk hero, but he's really good at being it.
He is, and he is going to – I think you're going to see more of scoring touchdowns by him. I really do, because as that third tight end, that's versatility that – I like Quentin Morris, don't get me wrong. I thought he actually was pretty serviceable for the Bills.
I thought he was a very solid player for them, and you need – players like a Quentin Morris
you
on
do.
Your football team.
But Jackson Hawes is blocking upside and the fact that he's made two big plays in two of the bigger games, right? The Ravens
in
game.
Two close games.
29-yard dart right to the 1 yard line, almost gets in for that as a touchdown as well. And then in this one, he gets a score up on the board. Two tight end scores on the first two drives, Dalton Kincaid and Jackson Hawes. Everybody's saying now, will he replace Dawson Knox? I don't think so.
That's an off-season question that I'm more willing to talk about.
Absolutely. It's not happening this season.
It's not happening this season. And like you said, it's a folk hero status. And the thing is that he's doing it well. And the Bills do seem to really like him.
Yeah.
If he is Quentin Morris, but better blocking, that's already an upgrade on what was Quentin Morris, who was a good, solid tight end three for Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid were not on the same roster, he's probably tight end two very solidly.
Yeah, probably. You also have Knox's contract.
Knox's contract is also hard to move off of right away, which is why this is an off-season question.
Yeah.
But the man blocks like he's basically a lineman in terms of
he's moving 300 pounders around like he is one.
Effectively.
Yes.
He is moving people around. He's very good at it. And it allows you to kind of, because he also still has enough versatility in terms of athleticism, you could send him on a route and he's not going to be outclassed.
Mm-hmm.
The blocking of an offensive lineman, but with the maneuverability of a tight end.
It's exactly what you want out of a tight end.
It's what you want out of a tight end.
Yeah.
If he can get softer hands to develop throughout the years, then he goes from folk hero to actual roster player you need to hang on to.
I think that'll come with time.
That probably comes in time with a couple of years. Or it doesn't.
It might
not. And they just have tight end three, and it's Jackson Hawes.
Mm-hmm. Because Kincaid also looks like he's stepping into
Kincaid looks
what he
like
was billed to be.
Kincaid and Coleman are both looking like they're ready for that next step, and whether the football gets them or not is going to be really the big thing at this point.
Yeah.
But they both are ready now when that football is heading to them.
They're two big red zone targets for Allen in the end zone. Like then, that's what they are.
But Coleman also, before the Hawes touchdown, they need a first down. Keon on a quick slant.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago against Miami, he drops that football and gets picked off.
He did. I remember that. Oh, my gosh.
This year, Allen throws him the high heat, all hands, secures it, tackled, first down.
Yeah.
A couple plays later, Jackson Hawes is in the end zone.
Keeps the drive alive.
And I tweeted it. Last year, Keon Coleman drops that football. Coleman does
forgot
have,
about that.
Later in the game, Coleman does have a drop on a catchable football on the sideline. And you're like, okay, well, so much for that. That aged well. But
you're going to drop a couple, I guess.
You're going to drop a couple. Like,
and he's been pretty good the past couple weeks.
But his target efficiency has been very good to start the season.
Yeah.
Catches 8 of 11 against the Ravens.
And those are contested catches flying through the air as well. It's not they're not easy grabs by any means.
And then he catches 3 of 3 against the Jets. Would have been 4 of 4 if not for a ticky-tack OPI call. And he catches 3 of 4 against Miami.
He got a call in the Miami game too, didn't he?
He drew away.
He drew a flag right away. Yeah.
First play.
Yep.
They go to Keon on the sideline.
He almost caught that
he
one,
he almost
too.
Catches it one-handed.
D-hop it.
And he... He almost catches this thing one-handed because the Miami defender is all over him, and it's like, okay, maybe we should be attacking the sidelines here today.
Mm-hmm.
That's game script. Game script is always going to look better than the rest of the game.
Yeah, right.
Do notice how immaculate the first two drives were for the Bills. But, yeah, I can't really hate on Joe Brady on this game too much. Because I want to bring an excerpt from something. It was tweeted by Matt Parrino. He got a full statement from Joe Brady about the lack of passes 10 yards down the field. There were only one of them
mm-hmm.
in that entire game. The DPI call on the first play does not count.
Right.
It's probably a combination. This is from Brady. Quote, I think it's probably a combination. I thought Josh did an incredible job last night at taking what they gave us, right? Later on in this full quote and you should look at it from Matt Parrino on Twitter. He mentions, he did a really good job being efficient with it, especially on a short week, right? There's not a lot. You can only get so game plan specific on those days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unquote. Brady says the quiet part out loud. We need to get rid of Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, those short weeks. even around here, it takes, like, just how fast everything is. It's all of a sudden, it was like a sequel to how Monday was. Like, and it was Friday. Like, it was crazy.
803-0550 is the number to call. We'll go to Jerry real quick here. Jerry, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
The only problem I have with the way they call the offense sometimes is after Cook has a longest run, say 7 or more yards, I don't like going back to him on the next play. You know, this is a league where guys tap out after a certain amount of time, too. I'd like to see the numbers. It seems like the second carry after a long one is always a 2-yard gain. And I don't think that's fundamentally something we should be regularly doing. The other thing is, and I hope at some point they would have taken advantage of it, in the second half, Miami was attacking the run game from the backside, where the corner or a safety from the edge would immediately come down the line of scrimmage and get him from the backside. There's, you know, obviously you're trying to take advantage of that at some point. Either we didn't, or we didn't think we had to at any point show them that we could take advantage of that. Because all that takes is, you know, is a fake to Cook, and then, you know, whether it's a naked bootleg or something, then they're shorthanded on the edge, and we really didn't do that.
Jerry, I appreciate that, and I like the insight there on the run game. It's kind of why they stall a little bit in the third quarter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that Miami keys in on it. They kind of sell out for it. I don't think you did enough play action to keep them honest.
No. I feel like I've seen less play action this year than last.
Which is weird because you are...
the best at it, arguably.
You have the best setup for it.
Yeah.
You have wide receivers that, even if covered, there's a big-bodied player that you can throw the football to.
Right.
You have a tight end that can attack the seam. You have wide receivers that I hear the general manager talk about. They can get separation.
Mm-hmm.
And you have an offensive line...
that can protect.
That can protect and plow people over on the run game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you have a quarterback that can throw every range of football ever.
Yeah, anything.
So...
he's not telling his wide receivers, you know, if I'm throwing you 80 yards, you might have to come back for it a little bit.
And he might have to turn the play action into a boot, for example, because he's athletic enough to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they have the best setup for play action, and that is something that is a bit curious.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get nitpicky on that.
No, well, it'll be interesting to see whether or not they do more as the season goes
on. I do remember one sequence. It was Buffalo's second drive where they are just running it 9 yards, 9 yards, 9 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure James Cook, up until his sixth carry of the game, he's averaging 10.1 yards per pop.
Yeah, right.
And then he gets tackled for 1 yard and it goes down to 9.
Yeah.
So... it is results-based, but I do like what Jerry pointed out there. 803-0550 is the number to call. We're reacting to Bills Dolphins. We're looking ahead to the rest of the league over the weekend. But, of course, next segment, we got to do what we do, which is we got to get down to business. The Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got business to take care of here. It's the booty cheek of the week.
It is.
And I'm going to tell you something right now. I am currently lacking. I need you to buy me some time.
Well, both of us happen to be lacking because outside of Tua turn the ball over, showing his face again, I don't like there hasn't been anything super like point and laugh this week, I feel like.
There's
been a couple things.
There's easy things like Ryan Clark saying Daniel Jones is playing better than Josh Allen.
I think
but
there's
like,
also a conversation to be had around
I'm also genuinely sick of Ryan hearing Clark anything being... that Ryan Clark has to say at this point.
Yeah. I think there's a conversation around that, though. At least this season.
No, not really. He's got 2 passing touchdowns.
Huh.
He's doing the same thing that got him a contract extension with the Giants, which is he's also running for a bunch of them and not throwing the football into the end zone.
The one I would see having an argument possibly is Justin Herbert in the way he's played this season. But that's, again, an argument. It's not a sure thing. So I guess ESPN, maybe ESPN really diving in on wrestling or something like that a little bit, a little weird. But because it, you know, it's a little scripted. I know I might offend some people with that, but it is a little bit scripted. But they really dove in on that because now they have the rights to it, I believe, right? Is that the big thing now? They're like starting to...
Yeah.
Yeah, like really push it because they have the rights to it. So I don't know. That's pretty much where I'm at, like realistically. I don't have anything to really point and laugh at this week.
I mean, the one I can go ahead and point and laugh at, though, is actually somehow a correction from me last week.
Oh.
I put Grant Delpit, the Brown safety, on here last week.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said it's not hard to tackle Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry responds with 23 rushing yards in a game.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me I had him as my fantasy running back, RB1. He had negative 0.5 points in the first half.
Yep.
I have that feeling as well because I had him as my starter. And I lost to someone who had in his starting lineup Jake Moody, the kicker for the 49ers, who's not even on a roster.
Oh my gosh.
Practice squad, and he also had George Kittle, who's on IR, and I still lost.
Oh, I do have something.
Oh, here we go.
Here's a point and laugh. You know how we all feel about the LIV Golf League, right?
Oh,
the
no.
whole Saudi investment money, all that stuff.
Oh,
like,
no.
Weird. Not great. Not a big fan of that. Tom Brady's Flag Football League. Saudi investment.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Is this a league, or is this... And it's one event, and here's the even funnier part about it. This is piggybacking a little bit on what Jeremy and Joe said earlier this week. Is it for him to be able to play in the Olympics? Is that why he's pushing?
Stop.
Is that why he's pushing to be in the flag football
Stop.
Event and making this? Is it because he wants to be Team USA's quarterback in the Olympics? I found that fascinating angle earlier this week.
Which one of them said that?
Joe. Who else?
I say, would it be
Joseph
sacrilegious?
To assault my hopes that I don't have to deal with Tom Brady anymore, not nice.
I know.
Not cool.
But that's the booty cheek for me right there. The Saudi money and possibly putting himself on Team USA.
Nope, we reminded me of something. We started the show with it, actually.
Oh, the whole
Brady being in the box.
In the box thing.
And it's really just that Fox Sports is not...
handling that well.
It's Fox Sports not making great decisions with their money.
10-year investment.
The Barstool thing that we're looking at here with Kickoff. Wake up, Barstool is trending toward being one of the lowest rated shows in Fox Sports 1 history.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to recapture what ESPN did with McAfee, and it's not working.
Yeah. And again, hey, what are you talking about, Fox Sports not making good decisions with their media choices? Huh. No way.
No way.
I'm shocked.
Not like they canceled all of their sports talk programming except for First Things First and what's his face? Colin Cowherd show.
It's not like they hired Skip Bayless after ESPN let him go.
Mm-hmm. So I guess Fox Sports is the conversation here a little bit.
That's a little bit of the booty cheek.
We got there. We got a couple cheeks.
We got a couple cheeks. All right. 803-0550 the number to call. Ray, you're on hold. Stay there. We'll take you at the start of the next segment here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.